Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Street Talk. Well, we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy, and my co-host, Diamond D. How are you on tonight, yeah. Diamond D?
I'm good. I'm blessed.
Okay. We have a few rules on Street Talk. We ask that you do not use profanity, and we respect each other's opinions. I also ask that we speak one at a time so that everybody can hear each other's conversations. Also, remember, we are on live, so if you are not speaking, put your phones on mute so that we won't hear the background noises. We can be reached at 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. Okay, tonight, the first segment of our show, we're going to be speaking with Miss Reaction. That's my guest speaker. How are you on tonight, Miss Reaction?
I'm doing okay, Reddy. How are you doing?
I'm fine. We're going to be speaking with Miss Reaction and all the other callers in reference to manipulation. And the definition of manipulation is making people do what you want them to do. And manipulation comes in different forms. You have emotional and psychological types, and those are the two that I'm most interested in. Emotional manipulation is the picture of a willing helper, but the person is really not really willing to do what you ask them to do. Okay, Miss Reaction, on tonight, I wanted to start off by you introducing yourself and share with me a form of manipulation that you've been in lately.
Okay, my name is Reaction. I'm from Dallas, Texas. And I just wanted to let y'all know, you know, some things that's going on in the streets. You feel useful in love only when you can take care of others' needs and their people. And that's one thing that a lot of people out here do. They have you thinking that they really want to be with you, but inside they really don't want to be with you. They just, like, you just convenient for them at that time. So it's a lot of stuff that's going on in the streets. I'm pretty sure everybody that have been in this position to where they have had someone who come to them on a different type of level and really didn't want to be with them, but just use them just to get what they wanted out of them.
Yeah, yeah. We have a lot of people that do that. That's a form of emotional manipulation. People actually ask you, you know, in relationships. That's where you find most of that at, in relationships, whether it's a friendship, a boyfriend, cousins, and things of that nature. Yeah, I understand that. And
what they do is they can't say no. It's always a yes. And a lot of dudes always look like, you know, females, you know, because some females feel like they have low self-esteem of themselves. And them are the main target in the society is females that have low self-esteem of themselves. But, you know, majority of the females that don't have low self-esteem in themselves, they don't feel that way. So it's good, you know, it's good to be involved and, you know, be around females that's in that type of predicament so that you can always lift their spirits up to where they won't have that feeling when they're going somewhere or when they're in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah. And you have a social club as well that you're involved in. Would you tell people about your social club?
Yes, I'm the founder and the president of Addicted Dutchess Social Club. We established in June of this year, and it's like a sisterhood club. And majority of some of our girls in our club has been manipulated. And what we do is we try to get them out that phase to where they can feel better about themselves. We do charity work. We do a lot of stuff for our community. We even did an Easter egg hunt for the kids. We done did a back-to-school event for the kids, and it's an all-females club. And the females in the club, they're either married, they're single, they're widows, or they just, you know, just trying to be involved in something dealing with giving back to the community. But it's between the ages of 21 and over, and we do socialize with a lot of social clubs and I'm telling you, it's a lot of girls out here that's been in that predicament.
Yeah, I understand that. That you have a lot of women that run into people and they're being persuaded into doing things they don't want to do. They're being persuaded into things that they really don't want to do, and they don't have the mindset to say no. They're very easily persuaded. I agree with you on that. And you have people that can turn your whole situation and your statement around instead of you actually being the person who's like you can start a conversation with a person. You know what I'm saying? A simple thing, the conversation with a person, and they'll turn that whole thing around to where you feel sorry for them, you feel damn about what they're going through, and they're really not going through
anything. I worked with this one female that used to always come to work and just lie. And I knew her, you know, she lied to the other coworkers, but I knew her outside the job. So they would come to me, and they would be like, why did she do? I say, when a person lies so much, they believe it.
Yeah.
Like, they would lie so much and actually believe what they're saying. Like, there is no doubt in their mind they is not lying.
Some people actually lie, just dry lie. I've ran into people that just dry lie sometimes. They're very easily to believe because they're so used to it and it comes natural to them. I mean, I meet some people. I've encountered a person that I've been around. I'm around this person on a day-to-day basis. Like you said, if you know that person and you know that they're not going through that, it's funny to you. You laugh at it, but it's serious.
Yes.
It's very serious because I have somebody that's around me that can drop a tear in the drop of a dime. I'm talking about just break out crying sometime and nothing's wrong with them. And, I mean, they can make a person give them stuff. And, I mean, it's girls sometimes. We're easily persuaded by different things, and we can persuade people into things easily as well. You know, some women use their body to persuade men into doing things for them as far as paying their bills and, you know, getting whatever it is that they want to get out of a person by just, you know, using their bodies. And you have men that actually go along and talk. Okay, you have men that go along and they talk, you know, they talk to you and they'll pretty much persuade women out of their underwear and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever been in a situation?
I used to.
Huh?
Excuse me, lady. Y'all talking all that there, man. I'm just saying, though, you got 90% of these motherfuckers running around here with their ass out.
We can't cuss on street talk. I'm sorry.
I am so sorry.
You got these hanging out like they were.
Getting booty shots and trying to trigger a nigga and a paying them and shit. I mean, excuse me, yeah, I'm so sorry. But, y'all trying to go manipulate us just as much as y'all think we trying to manipulate y'all.
But y'all ain't
mad. What y'all think about that?
You say getting booty shots? Hold on, tell me. You say getting booty shots?
They run around here getting booty shots, breast implants. That ain't manipulation?
Yeah, that's manipulation because, I mean, that's a fake source of body. And, I mean, a man don't know that that's not yours until after he's already encountered a situation with you. Yeah. So that is a form of manipulation.
And, you know, the most important infatuation, you know, don't get them a long way because he's going to be infatuated with what he just see. So y'all can't blame us for acting like we act, you know what I'm saying? And everybody got different folks, different strokes, you know what I'm saying?
We're not saying that we're not blaming y'all or nothing. I'm saying it's a form of manipulation. I mean, the name of the game in the streets is manipulation. You know what I'm saying? Infatuation can get you caught up into manipulation. Like you just said, a man sees something and he's infatuated. He's going to tend to go for that woman because, like you said, a man might like a big booty, but I mean, if it's not hers, it's not her fault that he got attracted to her. You know what I'm saying?
And then, like, these dudes be walking around her, be driving somebody else's car, and it don't even be their car. That's another sign right there. I don't understand.
Okay, but then, too, you got to step your game up and realize that ain't his car. That means you got to ask more questions. You see what I'm saying? He ain't
why would you want to ride around in another nigga's car and act like it's theirs, though? I'm not understanding.
Take a nigga how he is.
We have to talk one at a time so I can hear everything you're trying to say.
Thank you. One person at a time.
Yeah, one person at a time so we can hear what you're saying. You said, okay, misreaction, you said a person walking, going around, riding around, Okay, tell me again.
Like, okay, for instance, I go to the store the other day, and I know this dude don't have no car because I always see this dude walking. But, you know, when a dude ain't never had anything, they don't know how to act when they have it. So, you know, he's in the car, just big stun, you know, and I'm looking at him. He was like, say, you know, this and that, pick me up and take me out to eat and all this kind of stuff. And I'm looking at him like, how are we going to go?
Wow.
Like, this not even your car. But
and
there's dudes out there that does that.
Yeah, you do have dudes out there that do that. Except, what were you saying?
Don't fall, fool. Don't be looking at all that. Just take us young men as we are. You know what I'm saying? You got single fathers out here trying to do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? And all that. Y'all don't look at that because he ain't got no shiny car. You wouldn't have gave him no play if he was in a PT crew. Right or wrong, true or false?
False, okay, because in reality, I will pick a dude up from the bus stop before I pick a dude up on this have the car got rims and all that. In reality, a dude that don't have anything.
You must be special.
Huh?
I say you must be a special type then, but 95% of that shit ain't had
me. Oh, let's see. I'm 5% of that 95.
May I ask to whom I'm speaking with, God? I'm sorry, I don't want to just call you God. May I ask, what name would you like me to call you?
This Money in the Field.
Money?
In the Field.
Okay, Money in the Field. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Y'all saying that my thing is misreaction. I agree with you, because I will pick my dude up from a bus stop or something if I like him too. He don't got the sun inside nobody else's car. But that's the name of the game, manipulation. Money rules the world nowadays, so everybody is trying to stunt and show their money and trying to get a person to think that whatever is not theirs is theirs. And you ain't even got to really play that hard if it's to find love. I don't feel like to be in a relationship, you don't have to do all that in order to be in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Or in order to attract the next person, you ain't really got to go show them what you got. You don't got to flowboat or nothing, I don't think. Diamond D, what do you think? You got to showboat and all that there in order to get what you want? Oh, I lost my co-host. She might not be online. Misreaction.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. What do y'all think about when it comes to, have you ever been in a situation like this? When have you had any emotional manipulators? A person that act like, let's see, well, psychological manipulator. A person who transforms at the drop of a dime. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
a person that
I get what you're saying.
I think about the money,
yeah,
money man.
I done been that way to where I used to date this dude where he gave me everything. I didn't have to do nothing. And he told me if I was to ever leave him that I won't never be with nobody else because I have 3 kids and I'm not going to be nothing. You know, try to let me know that if I ever start missing him, I won't be nothing. No. That was a lie.
Excuse me, lady. But as long as you got feel confidence in yourself, you ain't got a 5 hours in manipulation that I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. Y'all talking about the manipulation. They can put it out there, but you ain't got to accept it. But if 95% of the world accept it, they're going to keep putting it out there for everybody.
I think so, too. And that's what you call weak-minded people. You got weak-minded females, and you got weak-minded dudes that allow other people to do them any kind of way.
You're right. So you can't put that on the whole male population, though. You hear me?
Because
we're not gonna put it on the male population. We're putting it on each and every strand. We're talking about each and every strand. You have different strands of people in the world, and you have different ways that people perceive things. Because you have a strong individual, you have a weak individual, and you have a person that's indecisive that allow other people to make up their minds for them. So when we're talking about manipulation, I mean, it's not only money and cars that's manipulating people to do things. It's you have the rap music, you have the R&B music, you have the ways of persuasion, you have the dudes and the ladies that be pimps, you know what I'm saying? What do y'all think about that? You know what I'm saying? You have pimps out here in the street, you know what I'm saying? You have lady, you have female madams, you have male pimps, you know what I'm saying? They manipulate women into going out selling their body in order to get money for them in order to live. You know what I'm saying? You have the rap songs that's enticing the kids and the other free world people to go out and shoot, kill, and steal, you know what I'm saying? But then you also have some good people for enticing people to go out and love on each other. You know what I'm saying? So when we say it's different forms of manipulation, all manipulation got to be bad manipulation. It's just the name of the game and the way you're talking and walking and the way you perceive things. You get what I'm saying? Persuasion.
Just don't get persuaded. You know what I'm saying? Just do your thing. You know what I'm talking about? Square business. So if you like this type of dude or that type of dude, they rocking that type of dude. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what he got. Because I'm a single father. You hear me? You know what I'm talking about? I stay with my mama. You hear me? Square business. I'm one of the best looking in the dude. You feel me? And you know, they don't even want to play with me. You feel me? Just because of my situation. So, and my occupation. You dig what I'm saying?
With you being a single father of... A lot of women are not going to be attracted to that, but then a real woman will be attracted to that if she perceives you in a good way that you in whatever way you present yourself is how a person perceives you. But how can I put it? Some women and men set standards sometimes that I feel like be unfeasible. Like a person that don't have nothing be looking for $1 million person, in which you can't get $1 million person if you ain't putting out $1 million. If you ain't got $1 million, I don't think you should go and look for $1 million person. But I can't tell a person to lower their standards or nothing like that. But I say you got to kind of put out what you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to people in the streets meeting each other, I say don't sell yourself for less, but don't make it very hard for the next person. Like you say, you're a single father. Why not love a single father? You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, that shows that you have a little standard. You're raising your own kid. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, damn right. Yeah, you sound right.
So there's nothing bad about
it. Because I ain't got these shiny things. They don't look at me, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. So, you know, like you say, it's media manipulation more than anything. All right. You know what I'm saying? It's media manipulation. So that's what they see and that's what they
another thing of manipulation is these dudes around here
sexually.
Right there.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't hear you.
I say they looking for the shiny thing, not no sisters. You feel me? I feel what y'all saying. It's just media manipulation. You did.
Yeah, what were you saying about that?
I was saying about these dudes around here sagging. That right there is manipulation right there, too.
What do you mean? What is sagging? How is sagging manipulation?
I mean, like, that's why some of these dudes around here liking dudes, because these dudes around here sagging, letting them know, you know what I'm saying, this is what they're about, letting people get all in their business.
Excuse me. Can I speak on
you? You sure can.
I'm from the hood, and I sag every day, and I ain't looking now, person, baby. You dig what I'm saying?
Is this the one with the baby? Is this the one with the single parent?
A dude like a dude, he like a dude. That's just on him. He gay. That's just what that is. It ain't got no me doing stag. You hear me? Because I ain't trying to entice nobody. This is how I rock my pants. This is how I been rocking. This is my style. You know what I'm saying?
But what you just said, I ain't with that.
You know what I'm saying? But he with that, and I don't know that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, though, everybody ain't like that. Don't bring no pants sagging, nigga. I'm sagging, you know what I'm saying, waist deep every day. You did.
But do you think okay, listen to what you just said, though, Money. You said that you sagging, you're a single parent, and you said that people should, that's
I ain't promote swagging. I mean, sagging. I'm just saying, this is how I rock my pants, and she can't say niggas gay because niggas say. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, she said that that's a form of manipulation. Sometimes men, you never know how to perceive a man that's sagging, because some men are gay and some men are telling the guys, you know, in a let's put it like this, in a penitentiary, that was a penitentiary way of people knowing who's the gay people and who's not the gay people. That was something that was started in the penitentiary. And that you can't judge a person by the way that they're dressing and the way that they're sagging, because we have women out here that wear holes in their pants and they have the real real short dresses and stuff, and you can't call each one of them the H word. You get what I'm saying? So when I'm not going to perceive a person, I mean, that's to each his own. To each his own, and that's just a thought that Miss Reaction thinks that that's, you know, that's a promotion to gayness. Because, I mean, that all started back in the
past. Okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and money. You here telling us that you a single parent and you looking for somebody that's gonna really be down for you. Only person that's gonna be down for you is females that slap you, because that's what I mean. I don't think you're gonna ever find a female that's gonna be down for you while you sagging.
Hold on. First of all, okay. You know what I'm saying? This is my comfort level. When I'm in the hood, when I'm sick, you know what I'm saying? When I go where I need to go to do some more protection level, you know what I'm saying? I believe it. I'm suited up and booted up. Believe it, pants up. You know what I'm saying? This is how I cheated. This is how I've been rocking. I'm 30 years old. I'm a 90s nigga. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I rock. That's how I've been rocking since day one. I ain't never been in no penitentiary, so I don't know your penitentiary rules. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so hold up. I got something to say about this. This Red is speaking on that misreaction. You said the only kind of woman he's going to find is a slouchy person. I'm going to tell y'all like this. To each his own, but I cannot judge. Y'all cannot judge. Everybody has their different taste in men. And sometimes I might find it comforting. Like when I was younger, I found it comforting and sexy to see a man sagging and think, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to, it goes with the lifestyle you live. Like if you're a chick that's attracted to like a thug type of guy, you know what I'm saying? A gangster, you know what I'm saying? So he's going to have the sagging pants and I mean the big tall t-shirts, you know what I'm saying? With the muscle. You know what I'm saying? In the summer, he might have the muscle t-shirts on. That's the way he manipulates his woman. You know what I'm saying? He might get a gangster girl because, I mean, that's what he's going to attract. Like you said, it's what you put out is how you're going to attract the person. That goes back to say, you know, to each his own. But when you grow up a little bit and you looking for, like, a wise type of material, you know, your wife might like that thuggish way, but like he just said, he know how to put it together when it's business time. When it's time for you to come out the hood and go to other public places, you know what I'm saying? You may not want your man sagging. He can buy bigger clothes and put his pants on his waistline, and it still look like he's sagging because he still had a little sweat to himself. You know what I'm saying? And myself personally, I find it sexy for a man to have a swag to itself, but I don't go with the sagging thing, because the sagging thing, to me, it stops a whole lot of things. It stops a whole lot of things from acting. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't attract me now since I've gotten older, but, you know, the younger crowd, they some guys that have the little sagging pants, stuff like that. That's like a form of style of fashion. Like, I might want to wear my hair all over my head, and I call it natural, like I got it today, you know, and, like I said, that's manipulating what kind of, that's a form of manipulation. That's, you know what I'm saying? A gangster girl want a gangster dude, so you letting us know right there. You know what I'm saying? You manipulating a woman by your thuggish ways. She liking that. But then some woman want a gentleman. You know what I'm saying? But who's to say that dude with the sagging pants is not a gentleman? You know what I'm saying? But a woman not going to perceive you that way because of how you carry yourself. You know what I'm saying? You have to carry yourself in a different manner when you want something. Like you say, you ready for a woman. You can't be ready for a woman because a woman, a regular woman who's already on her P's and Q's and have morals and standards, she's not going to want a man to go around. She can't introduce you to her parents, you know what I'm saying, unless they're thugging on the same passion. She can introduce you to some hood parents, you know what I'm saying, and you're not going to see it get, like, you might want that type of relationship, but I mean, if you're looking for a regular woman on a regular job who want to introduce you to some regular people, and we all start getting older and getting morals and standards, you no longer want to do that. You want to put your childish things to the side and go different places. You have to go different places and get different things in order to, you know, get something better.
And that's cool. But, man, I can still bust me a slight slag. You hear me? It's a slight slag, and it's a gangster slag. You hear me? Whoa. You know what I'm saying? It's two different things. When I'm swagged up and I got my shit just a little bit down, you know what I'm saying, just blow waist. But I ain't no nigga have my mind over my stomach, you feel me? So I'm going to have mine just a tad bit below the waist, you know what I'm saying, fit it up, right? You know what I'm saying?
Can we define the word manipulation? please, yeah. can we define the word manipulation?
Manipulation is a word persuading a person to do something that they normally wouldn't do.
Okay, but if she digging my swag, I'm not manipulating her. She's just digging my swag. You see what I'm saying? I'm not manipulating. Okay. I didn't tell her to come over here. I didn't say two words to her. She just like me for me from what I look like.
Isn't manipulation like a form of a lie or of deception? A lie or
a deception, like promoting something that you're not, because that's what we were trying to say earlier, like promoting something that's not, like you said, that you feel like manipulation is promotion that a guy is gay when he put his pants down, you know, and a woman don't want a man like that, but we were saying that that's not a form of manipulation, that's a form of just swag.
Well, been
okay.
What y'all think about people that swagging and stuff and they act like they hard, but then they really not hard?
Well, see, that's on them. That's on them right there. You hear me? That's on these fake dunkers out here. You dig? That means you need to divorce yourself from them because you know what you like. You know what I'm saying? Let them go do what they do. You know what I'm saying? I can
yeah.
dress like, you know what I'm saying? All my clothes fitted, took the fixing, so I ain't tripping. You dig?
Yeah. At what point do y'all feel like when that? At what point do you feel like a person is deceiving you by the way that they dress? Can clothes be a form of deception?
It can't be, because you need to know the person before you do anything with that person.
Okay, so when a girl walks around and she has on the high heels with the little bitty shorts and the little bitty dresses and
around your friends.
My girl, or you just talking about a regular chick?
If your girl is walking around your friends and she's crying or she's talking in such a fashion to where she said things to you, have y'all ever had a situation where your girlfriend is just put a form of manipulation out there? Show me a form of manipulation that's going on in the world today.
Making it fun, like y'all say.
Y'all making it fun.
What I'm saying is, if my parents say, and I'm looking swagged up, I'm not trying to run no game on nobody. This is where I like to look. So how you going to blame me for the way I like to look? You know what I'm saying? And I lie to you, then I'm manipulating you. You know what I'm saying?
Some of y'all girls be going to the club and buy an outfit just for that one night. That's not manipulation. Because you coming out like you all that, but really you ain't nothing in reality.
Okay.
He didn't manipulate you. He didn't manipulate her. He just came out front.
That's what the dude is doing.
Came out front like he had more than he got. Now, if somebody give him some because they think he got more than what he got, that's her fault because she should have got to know that dude. You dig what I'm saying?
Okay.
But nowadays, dudes have to make themselves look better than what they really is to get some cookies around her.
So you saying we're not looking good for ourselves, for our self confidence. That's what you're saying. We just looking good to get a piece of twat. That's what you're saying?
I feel like that's how dudes act, yes. They try to look good, try to improve, they just get some cookies, yes.
Okay, well, don't give them the cookies until you know them. Don't give him the cookies till you know him. If you know he got one outfit for this weekend, by this weekend you should know if he got more than one outfit.
Hey, but you got girls out there that does that. That's why I have my focus club to let these girls know that no, you don't have to do that to get none. Just chill, you know. Wait a minute.
And
it's about 30.
Okay, you can explain that to them, but you can't explain them file for the dude with the one outfit, baby. You dig what I'm saying? You can't
say what?
I say you can't say her that and then say her not to file for the Jupiter athlete because she's doing the same thing. You know what
I'm
saying? No way.
That's why she has the social club set up to encourage women to don't fall for the guy with just the one outfit. She want to teach women to start getting morals and respect and not be easily manipulated by the fly and flashy things that a guy has on for that, just that day, because he may not have exactly what he's saying, because a lot of people do go on and they lie to you about what they do, what they have. That's just like me. I've had a group of homegirls that sit up with me and they're younger, and that's what they say, oh girl, look at him, look at his car, look at his rims. And I say, nah, it's income tax time, baby. What time of the year is it? It's income tax time. So you know what I'm saying? Everybody on. So they manipulate you with the fly and the flashy things in order to get your twat. And but after they done got your twat, you find out they don't got nothing, then you feel bad. That's a form of manipulation. But at the same time, that's why she started the social club, so she let them know, hey, baby girl, you ain't got to go out there like that. That's just being out there bad. So you don't want to have that type of manipulation going around in the world nowadays. We want to try to inform people in the streets that, hey, manipulation is going on, and everything that glitter ain't gold, like they used to tell you back in the olden days. Everything that glitter ain't gold, a person to persuade you of anything. I used to see girls and tell dudes lies just on the street just so I could show my homegirl that, hey, I'm from Dallas, Texas, Pleasant Grove. I tell a person, hey, I just made it here to Dallas, you know what I'm saying? We don't know our way around here. Can you show us our way around? They've been got us in their car, showed us the whole way around. I've been ganging them up at thinking they're supposed to get some. And, I mean, at the end of the day, boom, boom, bam. I'm from Pleasant Grove. I done took them to my hood. And, I mean, they showing me some stuff that they thinking that I don't already know. And then I run into somebody else, and the person be like, hey, Reddy, what's up? And they'd be like, well, we thought you weren't from here. You know what I'm saying? That's manipulation. I just lied to these people. I just deceived them. I just told them that I was something that I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? But it goes on in everyday life. That's what we said. Easily persuasion, manipulation, lies, and deceit. That's wrong. That's manipulation is wrong. You know what I'm saying? But like y'all said,
I had this one dude that I used to date. And this dude had me thinking that.
You should have got to know him first. That's my point. You shouldn't have been thinking nothing. You shouldn't have known.
Money man, we gotta respect her. We're gonna listen to what she got to say so we can understand what she's saying first. And then we're gonna tell her where she went wrong or what she could have done better.
I got you.
Yeah, but money, stop handling me like that. You handling me too rough on the radio right now.
I feel your head, sweetie. It don't get no better than that.
Okay, then, but like I was saying, though, I used to date this dude, and he used to always tell me that, you know, he stayed down the street at his grandma's house and this and that. I always thought that. But the whole time, this dude stayed in North Dallas. But when he got tired of me not trying to pay attention to him no more and do something that's different, because I knew he was lying, he moved him and his girl down the street. So the whole time, he was just manipulating me, had me thinking that he really wanted to be with me, but really, in reality, I was convenient for him. You know what I'm saying? But he had a girl on the side that was giving him everything he wanted. It was just something else to do on the side. But I don't learn.
All I like to say is, get to know the person, see if they got a woman, talk to them on the phone enough to where you know they ain't got no woman, and then fall for that. Don't just look at him like he on or woo woo woo. He telling me this. Regardless of what he's telling you, you need to have your own mind and think your own way.
Exactly.
Good.
I don't learn. Oh. So now you can't no do. I mean, I'm good now. You know, I might be the manipulator around here.
Okay, let's talk about these friends and manipulation. I find friendship hard to be in nowadays, y'all. Have y'all ever been through this? I have friends that get money, you know what I'm saying? Money, they do their thing, and then like they cry your liars, you know what I'm saying? Like they cry wolf, you know what I'm saying? They don't never have nothing to do nothing with, but then they always paying their bills. I mean, everybody got bills to pay, you know what I'm saying? But have you ever been around somebody that every time you go around them, they got a bill to pay? So when it's time for y'all to go party or something, they never have nothing, and they always say, well, never mind, I just won't go. And then you be like, well, no, you kind of feel a little bad for them a little bit. You be like, well, go on and just put on your clothes and just go on and come on with me next time when you get your money. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go somewhere, too. You're going to treat me this time. You know what I'm saying? But every time they get their money, they go somewhere else and do something different.
And then like your friends, no friends. Then right there, they out of line for that. But it's people out there that does that, like, into this day. And that's why they wonder why they don't have no friends.
What you mean? What you say? I'm sorry.
I say, and they wonder why they don't have no friends. You know, friends ain't like it was back in the day. Back in the day, used to have some cool people. But now, everybody out here trying to eat. Everybody here trying to get whatever they can get.
Yeah, you got about that. But at the same time, just because you got to go hold and somebody misuse you the first time, just cut them out. You know what I'm saying? Just cut them out. You know what I'm saying? That's just your good hold. You're going to get your blessings back. You did.
Yeah, I know
they
I'm
going to
get my
blessings. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to be friends with them no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
I know
they
get
them. They're just good hearted to me.
Yeah, it's a form of being good hearted, but what I'm saying is every time you go around a person, they're crying liars. Mm-hmm. Like they never have the stuff that they need in order to be a person and to be a friend. Like, do you, like, at what point do you realize, like, you have, like, what I'm trying to get at, y'all, you have people out here that's helping people on a day-to-day basis, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with helping people, but I want people to know be able to identify manipulation, in other words, you know what I'm saying? If you're around a person and they never seem to have what they need in order to be around you or to be just a person, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't never have nothing. I never ran into a person that never have nothing all the time besides a person that's trying to get over and manipulate you and use what they got to get what they need. You know what I'm saying? And I find it unhealthy to be in friendships with people of that manner. And I feel like at some point you have to remove yourself from that situation instead of always being the person that's being manipulated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I'm telling you like this. It's like 1, 2, 3. If you ain't got it this time, you ain't got that time, you ain't going to be no third time. That's what I'm saying. You feel me? Square business.
Yeah.
And that's how I think about it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to cut them out. You
well,
know what I'm saying?
It's anonymous. I think manipulation is something like a pimp.
You
if you got a little pimp in you, then you know you're a manipulator.
So, Anonymous, we know that you, what define manipulate? Share with us. Hey, Anonymous, how are you on tonight, first of all? You fine?
I'm good.
Okay, that's my friend Anonymous, y'all. She always call in, and she's a very good manipulator. I think I know her personally.
But I ain't no broke one like you. Y'all talking about? I'm something like a pimp.
Yeah,
I
so
can do you. I'm telling y'all. Like,
I know
I'm
how to get
y'all,
what
like
I can eat using my conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. You're a manipulator. I'm straight out the Grove, really class Texas. You know what I'm saying? Got the number from Diamond B. That's why I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, who want to say something? Well, I believe a manipulator is a person who tricks someone into believing that they are more than what they're really pretending to be. They trick you into everything. They can tell you that.
I didn't hear what you said, Hoot. I'm sorry. You said
they can,
a person that tricks into believing what?
A person can manipulate you, and they can tell you that the sky is orange and it is not. They can have you believing that you are the only one and you're not. And they can trick you into believing that they have things that they don't have, and they don't.
And you believe whatever they tell you.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I feel like this. If you file for the manipulation, you need to be manipulated because you ain't got no mind frame. Square B.
But you know what? You have, and on another note, by saying that, you have some men or women. It's either way you want to call it. You have men manipulated. You have women manipulated. And what I'm about to say is that you could have a tight game so good that a person is just so into you and they believe whatever you say because they're into what you appear to be and you're not what you appear to be. So they can fall in love with that and you can be faking all outdoors and you manipulate them to believe in everything that you're telling them that it's real and it's not.
Yeah, I know. I've been a person before and I've been able to talk a blind man into believing that he can see me. But what I'm telling y'all is that at some point of time, it becomes unfair to the person that's constantly being manipulated.
Never that.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. You want to know why?
Why?
Everybody got a brain. Everybody out here know everything that's going on. You hear me? So people just want to can I answer the question? Who fault is it? The manipulator or the one who's getting manipulated?
It's really on the cool. I'm gonna tell you something. On the cool, it's really a part of the game and a part of life and living in the streets. You know what I'm saying? At some point, you have to be honest with yourself. So it's not the person that's being manipulated fault that they believe in the things. But you, that's what I'm saying. You have to strengthen. That's what the whole name of the game is. I wanted everybody that come on this show on tonight to know that at some point, if you have a friend that's around you and they're constantly being manipulated, you need to game them up on manipulation and make them know that they're being manipulated because at some point it begins to be sad. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, you know, I'm a hood chick, so manipulation is real, real strong in the hood. You know what I'm saying? People are very manipulative. You know what I'm saying? In the hood. You know what I'm saying? You find it mostly in the hood, but you find it at the corner stores. You find it in the game room. You find it on TV. You find it everywhere you go. Somebody is manipulating you to do something. The news manipulates you. You know what I'm saying? And to believe in things that you don't.
Sure.
You have to set people to a strong mind frame. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying to each one, teach one. Teach people how to be gamed up and teach people to start being honest at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Because some form of manipulation is wrong. You get what I'm saying?
True that. But
Sean,
my thing is everybody got a brain.
I can hear you. Who?
What's to say? And I agree with you 100% because you have... From the hood perspective, you have some hood women, some hood niggas or dudes, and they want what they see, and they know they can get what
you
they want
out.
Unless they lie about it, and they manipulate people to believe that.
Hello?
So I can feel that. They want what they see so bad, and they know if they reveal their true self, then nobody going to want to holler at that.
But see, the way I look at it is they see what they want and they want what they want, so they going to do whatever it takes to keep what they want. So he not manipulating her. You know what I'm saying? Square business. You just can't say that. That's like if you were a shower skirt and some heels, and I want that, whatever I do to get you to get that, you hear me? That's what I wanted. You feel me? You ain't done nothing wrong. You feel me? I shouldn't have put myself in that situation. You know what I'm saying? But you can't tell everybody that because everybody ain't going to listen. Everybody want what they want.
It's
right
a way of life. It's a way of life.
You know,
that's all it is.
Everybody want what they want. Some women want this type of dude. Some women want that type of dude. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they manipulating themselves, I feel. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to keep it real with yourself or you keep it real with anybody. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I go about it. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. So I feel like people manipulate themselves.
Can nobody manipulate themselves?
They accepting the lie. They are accepting a lie. I'm from the Grove. I'm red class six. I'm from the Grove, the hardhood. You hear me? People manipulate themselves because if you didn't see me shining, and You ain't got to believe nothing going on. You feel me? You accepted that because that's what you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? You see me in a Benz and you're looking for a businessman and I got a suit on and you don't know what I do and you're infatuated with me. That's not my fault. You know what I'm saying?
It's not your fault.
That's what you're looking for.
Okay, money man. At some point, you got to start being honest with people. What if you're
I'm saying,
show flowing.
Okay, I can be in a Benz, in a suit, right, looking for a job, right? I'm not manipulating you. I'm just doing what I got to do for the day. I'm just in a Benz with a suit on.
You're right.
But if I pull up on you, you see me in a suit, and you get infatuated with that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not lying to you. I'm not shooting you no, you know what I'm saying? I ain't shooting you no bull crap. You know what I'm saying?
But what if,
you know,
what
you
if
you can say I'm manipulating you just because I look good?
What if that woman end up liking you and you have to end up telling her the truth? At what point do you start being
okay,
honest with that?
I'm going to tell her the truth out the top. I'm looking for this. I'm looking for that. You know what I'm saying? That's me, though.
Yeah.
I'm not speaking for every man in the D in America. I'm just speaking on me. You know what I'm saying? I'm
so why you
are so with me.
Riding around in the car with your suit on, what kind of job do you have? Like, you want to have a job or you just son?
Now, then listen. What if I lost my job and I still got my Benz and my suits and I'm looking for a job? That's what I'm saying. And
that's
I
not for
you.
Got it. That's not a form of manipulation. That's still yours. You get what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I understand that. But if I pull up on you in my new car and I'm looking for a job and I got a suit on and you give me your number or whatever and I tell you what it is, it can't be manipulation if you still want it.
You're right. That's being honest. That's just being honest. But we're talking about the people, like, how can I put it? I'm the kind of person.
You're talking about the people who front and son?
Yes, a manipulation. A person that's telling you a flat-out lie, and you know it's a lie. And, I mean, at some point, you recognize that it's a lie while they're telling you this. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me tell you what I call it. I call it a shenanigan. You know what I'm saying? Me, myself, personally, I call it a shenanigan. You know what I'm saying? When a person is constantly talking to me about something, and I be like, okay, why are you lying to me? At what point do you start telling the truth to me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't buy lies. So a person, you know what I'm saying, people that know me as ready, and they know I speak reality. You know what I'm saying? And so at the end of the day, after a person think that they manipulate me, I tell them the truth, and then it makes them feel some type of way. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but that's their fault for doing what they did. But my whole thing, once you seen them manipulating, or trying to manipulate you, you know what I'm saying? You should have bagged up out that situation and just left it alone.
I like to play with manipulation sometimes. And people that like to play with manipulation are manipulators. You get what I'm saying? But at some point, you start looking at it and you start calling it for what you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when you grow older in age, you start telling the person, hey, you lying. You like, you're a total manipulator. Like, you're totally selling these people dreams. Because, I mean, listen to what I'm saying. Selling a person a dream is not cool at some point. That's just like some girls be with dudes. I've been around a girl that have been with dudes. You know, I've been that girl before that have been with dudes. And a dude perceive me, like a person see me and they be thinking I'm on. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I laugh at them because I be like, hey, don't like me because you see the cars that I'm driving. Don't like me because you see me spending income because this is my income. And, like, at the end of the day, my income is not your income. So, like, don't like me for what you think that I got because I ain't got nothing to share with you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a realist. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very honest with people. So I'm not a manipulator anymore. I'll be honest with people because a person can't sell me a dream. You know what I'm saying? And a person not going to sell me a dream, but I'm not going to sell them a dream. You know what I'm saying? But I used to manipulate people to do everything that I wanted them to do. I used to be able to put my hands on anything that I wanted to put my hands on. And at some point, when I turned, like, I want to say about 29 years old, I stopped the foolishness. You know what I'm saying? I call it a shenanigan. I stopped the foolishness because ain't no use of me lying to you about something, you know what I'm saying, that I really ain't fit to do for you. You get what I'm saying?
I get you. But if a dude ride up on you and it's an homeboy car, and tell you he's going to do this and that. Let him prove that. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Don't fall for the stunt and the fun, because it's not manipulation. He's stunt and he's fun. That's not manipulation riding in your homeboy car. You stunt and he's fun. That's not manipulation.
I have an example.
That's
stunt and
fun.
The example that I have is these girls around here that's on Section A that be having these old big houses and be telling these dudes that they be paying full rent.
That ain't manipulation. That's game.
That's his fault.
And that's his fault for not checking in and not knowing her like that. You dig what I'm saying? That's his fault for not knowing her like that. She's not manipulating him.
On Section 8, when the people come back on the door and try to do the yearly inspection?
Huh?
Nah, what I'm saying is he needs to know what he's dealing with. Believe me, she ain't finna get that big old house if she ain't got so many kids. You dig what I'm saying?
Say,
I know Station 8. Yeah, you gotta have a lot of kids to get the big house.
Say, these girls out here doing it.
Now, if he don't see five kids in there, he should already know. If he don't know, that's on him. And if he don't keep paying and not want to get to know, like, you know, I'm supposed to be paying your bills, right? Can I meet your rent, man? Can I see your mortgage? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Me being on top of my game.
He say that when he just coming in, don't even know the presence.
You ask somebody to meet their landlord
and you ain't got no nothing.
Y'all talking about Friday night or something?
Now, if a person want to be a manipulator, they just be a manipulator.
That's what I'm saying, y'all.
A manipulator.
You can't blame it on Miss Jimbo. You can't blame it on Jack Jimbo. People file for what they want to file for. For me, it's not manipulation. It's just the people being a dummy who are accepting the situation.
Yeah.
That's what I call it.
A
person is going to accept the situation if they want to be in it. That's why you don't file for anything that you don't want to be fell into. That's like falling to a well and you said that you didn't mean to stand right there, but you stood right in the aim. You stood right there to get it. But what I'm saying is at some point, you know what I'm saying, in order to be a friend, you have to stop manipulating your friends and the people that surround you. You start telling the truth to them because some people, you can notice when a person, like, have y'all ever did stuff for a person and they tell you, like, I really don't want you to do this, but the whole time they really want you to do this? You know what I'm saying? At what point do you realize that you're being manipulated?
And say no.
No, it don't even have to be. They don't even have to be asking you for nothing. Like, you got some people that manipulate you by you saying no. Like, a person really don't want to. Like, I'm the kind of person, like, sometimes I might not want to take you somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And I'd be like, well, you know, I guess I'll go on and take you. You know, but I really didn't want to go that way. You know what I'm saying?
That's just like I'm saying. You accepted that manipulation. That's not manipulation. That's you being kind. They're not manipulating you. Okay, they can put a side story on you all day. You can still say no. But your heart's so good, you can't say no. So you're not being manipulated. They just know you got to go hard. But then, too, you're right. They could be manipulated because they know you got to go hard.
Right. A person just like Reddy said, a person will stay around you when they ain't got nothing, but then when they got something, they don't even want to hang around you no more. Then that's what I'm talking about, people like that.
Well, yeah, you got manipulated, you got played, you got all that, you know what I'm saying, because you let it happen, though. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Every time they see you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, from the first time they said they didn't have it to the second time they said they didn't have it.
You have 5 minutes left.
You shouldn't even gave them the third opportunity. You know what I'm saying? You should have cut them out when you know you seen what you seen.
You being a friend, though, and this is what friends try to do.
Okay, but I'm saying, like I say, We've been out with
okay.
friends so far.
On the show, I really appreciate y'all for calling in on tonight and talking about manipulation. I would love to finish this conversation on next week, but I would like to come on and we don't talk about manipulation. I want to talk about hood life and living. Like y'all just start talking about big cars and stuff like that. I want to bring Miss Reaction on so she can speak more about the Duchess, because at this point she has a social club that comes in and they help people that are being manipulated on, and people that's being sidetracked, people that's getting bored when they get older and don't have friends and stuff like that. She want to come in and she want to talk to us about that. And I would like for Money Man to come back on, and I want y'all to call us on Friday nights. We're here every Friday night talking about something that's going on in the streets. Y'all can call us at 310-982-4126. Do anybody have any announcements to make on tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to announce, if you bored, then be a manipulator.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm gonna beg you to with this right here, with this now. You so right, you hear me? And I'm rocking with my man Dom D. You know what I'm saying? Straight out the Grove, and I will be back on next week because I always got something to say.
Okay, and Dom D, do you have any announcements?
I think we've had a great show. I thank everybody for participating. We'll see you next week.
Okay, and Miss Reaction, do you have anything that you would like to say?
Yes, y'all, this is Reaction. I had a good time on this show tonight, and I will be back next Friday at 8 o'clock. So be ready for me to talk about Addicted Duchess Social Club, and I got more information coming next Friday.
Okay.
Right, okay.
Do you have anything that you would like to say?
I'm money bouncing on Facebook. Hit me up all day. You hear me?
Okay. Ms. Beasley, do you have any announcements? Okay. She
no,
have
it's
any
been a very nice. Well, it's very interesting the way you guys have defined the word manipulation. I had to go back and look it up. I heard so many meanings of manipulation, but it was a very, very interesting show. Very excited about what you young people are doing on Blog Talk. So just keep it up and invite all your friends to come on and listen to Miss Reddy and Mr. Dime and do their thing on Blog Talk Show. We'll end it in prayer.
Hold on just a second. I have another announcement before we end in prayer, Ms. Beasley. Y'all, we're getting ready to do, we just had our first annual women's conference. We just had it a few Saturdays ago, and we're going to do one every year, and we're also going to do a street talk. We're going to try to do a street talk conference in May. I hadn't got the date set yet. Me and Dom and D will be somewhere in South Dallas. We have a building and stuff that we're going to have the street talk conference at our first street talk conference, and I would like to invite everybody to come out. I'll get y'all the dates on that as well. And y'all, again, we appreciate y'all for coming on street talk. Invite more people to come. I'll bring more guests on next week. I told y'all we're going to do Addictive Duchess. We're going to talk about them, and we're going to talk more about some other things. And you can go ahead and end in prayer. We have 2 minutes left, Ms. Beasley.
All right. Father God, we thank you for all of the people that came on the show tonight. And we ask you to bless and meet their needs today. Lord, we thank you for waking us up. We thank you for giving us your health and strength. We thank you for your grace and mercy and your loving kindness. Lord, we ask you each and every one to forgive us for our sins. Pardon us when we've done something to hurt someone else or someone has done something to hurt us. We ask you to forgive those who have been manipulators and users and defilers and confusers of our lives. And we ask you to bless each and every one man and woman that's on this planet. And we ask you to meet their needs. And we ask you to bring them back. And we hope that something was said tonight that inspired them, that uplifted them and encouraged them. And, Lord, we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor tonight, Lord. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Good night, young people.
Amen.
Amen.
Talk to you manipulators later.
You guys keep me laughing. Good night.
Good night.
Appreciate everybody for participating. Well, we want to thank everybody for participating, and we look forward to seeing y'all next week. Stay tuned with more topics and some concrete conversations.
Okay. Thank you. From a gentleman's perspective and a lady's perspective. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.